I like to feel that having been writing all my life, I have written a lot of different kinds of poems. I like to feel free to have a certain range. And I'm going to read next a rather different kind of poem. I don't feel that my poems, anyway, fall into really marked off categories. They don't feel to me as if they do. They seem to me to come out of the same sources and to be written initially because I need to write them. And part of my need to write because I have always been interested in the art of poetry is the need to make things which can stand free of me when made. But the same needs to define my own, to discover what I feel by saying it, and to make things can produce at different times very different styles of poetry. And this one, I think you'll agree, is rather different from what I just read. It's one of a number of poems which have dates attached to them, really, as parts of their titles. This one is called "The Day the Audience Walked Out on Me and Why," and it's dated May 8th, 1970, Goucher College, Maryland, which was the day before one of the big Washington demonstrations. Like this it happened. After the antiphonal reading from the Psalms, and the dance of lamentation before the altar, and the two poems, "Life at War" and "What Were They Like," I began my rap and said, "Yes, it is well that we have gathered in this chapel to remember the students shot at Kent State. But let us be sure we know our gathering is a mockery unless we remember also the black students shot at Orangeburg 2 years ago, and Fred Hampton murdered in his bed by the police only months ago." And while I spoke, the people, girls, older women, a few men, began to rise and turn their backs to the altar and leave. And I went on and said, "Yes, it is well that we remember all of these, but let us be sure we know it is hypocrisy to think of them unless we make our actions their memorial, actions of militant resistance." By then the pews were almost empty, and I returned to my seat. And a man stood up in the back of the quiet chapel, near the wide open doors through which the green of May showed and the long shadows of late afternoon, and said my words desecrated a holy place. And a few days later, when some more students, black, were shot at Jackson, Mississippi, no one desecrated the white folks' chapel because no memorial service was held.